Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek, through this radio ministry, to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling the future generations about God and His Word. Well, today in our program, we're continuing an interview with Pastor Victor Angulo, who serves not only as a full-time pastor in Girard, Illinois, but also along with his wife, Nancy, they serve as part-time missionaries with Child Evangelism Fellowship, developing the ministry in the large area of southern Illinois, which is basically anything below Springfield all the way down, which is a huge area. And we're just so thankful that God has brought them to us and they are together at co-laborers in Christ. And so, Pastor Victor, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you, Katrina. I'm thrilled to be here today.
You know, last week on the program, just our time just flew by, and we were talking, and your heart for and your passion for the importance of reaching the children, especially of this generation of this post-Christian culture, and how children, they have not heard, you know, the Bible like what we thought that they should know the Bible, and they have not heard a clear presentation of the gospel, and also how you shared how it's important for the local church and pastors and teachers for us to get beyond the walls of our church to reach this, basically this untouched group of children that are growing up that have never heard a clear presentation of the gospel. So I was wondering, when you are working with churches, what are some of the partnership ministries and working and serving with the churches with Child Evangelism Fellowship, what do those partnership ministries look like?
Well, let me begin by saying that so many of our smaller churches do not have an outreach program to children in their community. You know, most of the churches, smaller churches, are older. And we say older, we're talking about a 50 and over crowd that attends on Sunday morning typically. And so they feel ill-equipped many times to start an outreach program to children. So when we come alongside them and we say, look, we have resources, we have training, we have the ability to help you start an outreach program that will connect with unchurched children, unchurched families in your community, they get really excited, and they get very excited about all the possibilities that might lead. And so what we do is we look for churches that are interested in starting an outreach program, and then we sit down, we talk with their church leaders, with their pastor, and we discuss all the various ministries that CEF has to offer their church. And we begin to pray with them, and we begin to envision what God is calling that local church to do. And so we have resources like the Good News Club, 5-Day Club, the Party Clubs. We have curriculum that's designed to reach children for Christ. We also provide all different types of training for their volunteers, for their workers. We have these resources available for really for any church of any size. And we're constantly looking for churches, and churches are constantly contacting us. Something I'm really excited about, you spoke of a partnership. I'm really excited about a new way for churches to partner with us. We have discovered a way in which we will be offering a free curriculum and training for an entire year for a local church. And we would love to discuss with pastors and local churches in southern Illinois about this new partnership program that we just started. And so if there's anyone out there that knows of a pastor or a church leader in southern Illinois, if you could tell them about this new partnership idea, about the fact that we do offer free curriculum and training for 1 year for their local church in this partnership, and if you could give them our phone number. And our phone number is 888-508-6170, and we'd be happy to discuss that with any pastor or church leader.
You know, we're just so thankful what God is doing in the southern Illinois area. And like I said, it's a very large area from Springfield all the way down. But, you know, I think I've shared with you, both you and your wife, that way back in the 1970s, at one time, southern Illinois was reaching over 30,000 children with the gospel annually through the ministries of Child Evangelism Fellowship. And so here we are 40 years later, and we are definitely rebuilding that area. And God is doing amazing things. If we go back 10 years ago, there was no really any ministry happening from below Bloomington all the way down. I mean, there were some spot, you know, things that we'd do in like a 5-day club week here. We did some traveling teams maybe some 15 years ago. But God has really been building that area. So could you give us some specific examples of how those partnership ministries are working in Southern Illinois in just the time that you and Nancy have been here serving as our missionaries for that large area?
Well, there are some exciting works that have begun in the past 2 years. Let me tell you about one of them. In Granite City, they started a Good News Club in January, and they've worked since last year to get this Good News Club started. We've gone down there and provided training for their volunteers. We have did some other things to make sure that the Good News Club got up and running. And in January, they kicked it off. And they're meeting weekly, and they're currently averaging over 50 children in attendance each week. And so we're so excited about that. And obviously, the pastor and the congregation is really excited about what God is doing through their Good News Club. We also started 5-day clubs in a couple housing complexes in Alton, Illinois. And that has been received in remarkable ways by the folks that live in those housing complexes, the parents and obviously the children. We started doing ministry in those housing complexes through our summer ministry this past summer through the 5-day club. And we did 2 weeks, actually, of 5-day clubs in those housing complexes. There was one child who would come to the 5-day clubs each day, and she did not know Christ. She didn't know a whole lot about the Christian faith when she first started coming. And by the end of the 2 weeks, she had prayed to receive Christ as her Savior, and she was learning so much about the Bible stories and about the songs that they sung at the 5-day clubs that she thoroughly enjoyed that. She got so much out of it. She learned the songs so well that when school started, she began to sing those songs in the hallway on the school days. And so the teachers and the principal actually took notice that she was singing Christian songs. And so they began to question her and said, well, where did you learn these songs? And her name was Precious. And so Precious said, I learned these songs through the church ministry that was taking place at my housing complex this summer through the 5-day club. And so the principal actually called the activity director of that housing complex and asked that the activity director make sure that her parents got Precious into a church because she was just so enjoying the songs and talking about the things that she learned at the 5-day club. So the principal thought that it was really important that Precious began to attend a church. And so these are a couple examples of things that are happening, recent developments of ministry that's happening in our area.
Well, that is an amazing story, and I didn't even know that. And that I can't get enough of hearing stories of how the gospel is all about changing lives one by one. And Jesus wants the children to come to know him and also an opportunity for the gospel to get into the family as well. And that is just a wonderful, just an example. So thank you for sharing that. I'm just thinking if there's pastors out there listening and Christian leaders, what would you say to them to encourage them to consider their church to partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship, not because of us, not because of our ministry, but how can we together reach this unreached group of children? They say that 70 to 80% of children in any given community in the United States are unchurched. They say that, you know, 70, 80% of children are growing up right now in non-Christian homes. So what would you say to someone that's out there listening or a pastor? How would you encourage them to begin to reach outside of their church, to reach these group of children who need to know the Lord?
I would say that the fields are ripe and the harvest is ready. And that is so true with children in any community. You know, we can say that kids need to know Christ. Children need to come to know Christ as their Savior. However, we also understand that most children want to know about the Lord. They want to hear about the gospel. They want to be taught Bible stories. They want to learn more about God. And so we need to go where there are people, there are children who are really looking for the message, the gospel message, looking to know more about God. And we need to do that by going to the places where they're at. And so with CEF, we teach a church, we help a church to go out into the community and really connect with these children and with their parents. And that's the other important thing that I think churches need to remember with CEF. We don't only encourage a church to make connections and build relationships with children, but we really encourage churches and congregations to use the children's ministry to build a relationship with the parents, with the mother and father, and with the grandparents. We believe that this is a great tool, a great method in which a church can connect with unchurched families, complete and whole families, through ministry with children. Let me give you an example of that. In Greenville, we have an opportunity to start a Good News Club. A number of families had asked that we start a Good News Club, and we have now partnered with a new church start, a church that has just started back in September of last year. We're partnering with them to begin a Good News Club, and that will get started in April. And that new church plant, they realize that one of the ways in which they can connect with families in their community and build new relationships with children in their community was through a Good News Club. And so we're excited to help them to do that, and we're excited about the possibility of helping any church in any community to do that.
You know, God is just on the move. It's exciting, isn't it? And just seeing how God is just growing this ministry in just the short time that you and Nancy have been there. And there was some work that was done before you guys came. But I think, aren't you close to now having almost like 12, 15 Good News Clubs of church partnerships around there? And you're in the process of getting more started, and you have some more that are lined up. And just the ministry is just exploding, really, all over, from one side of the state all the way to the other, from Alton, Greenville, all the way to Oblong and Robinson, Newman, places like that, and then all the way down to Carbondale and all the way down to the southern part. So we just praise the Lord for what he's doing. But now we've identified an area that we really want, that you believe the Lord is leading you and Nancy to focus on, and we're looking at starting a local chapter. So we've been developing the ministry. Could you share with us some specific prayer requests that you and Nancy and the leadership team that you have for getting that new CEF local chapter started in the Gateway chapter?
Well, most of the clubs that have started here in the past couple of years have started within the Lincoln, Springfield, Greenville, Alton, Waterloo area. It's the St. Louis Metro East area all the way up to Lincoln. And so what we're looking for right now is for individuals that have leadership skills, have a passion to reach children with the gospel of Christ, and really have the ability to provide some vision for our ministry. We're looking for those individuals to serve on a board, and the board will provide this type of direction for our ministry in these areas. And so if anyone who's listening knows of someone who lives in these areas that they believe have the leadership skills to serve on a ministry board, we would love to get in contact with them. And so we would ask that they call us, they get a hold of you or myself or Nancy, and we will be very happy to talk with these individuals and explain to them what's all involved in serving on a ministry board for CEF.
And give us that number one more time, how they can get a hold of you, Pastor Victor.
Okay, it's 888-508-6170.
And thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, where you've been listening to an interview with Pastor Victor Anglo, how he and his wife have been modeling what it means as both a minister and as a missionary to go and tell the future generation.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.